Senators Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and John McCain all have very expensive, highly sophisticated PR machines designed to define their images in the mind of the average American voter. But in the age of YouTube, some of the most effective or damaging propaganda is created and spread across the internet by amateurs. Our own Matthew Perpetua is here to tell us about some of the best and worst, depending on your point of view and your candidate, fan-made viral campaign videos currently making the rounds on the web. Hey, Matthew.
Hey, Faye. What's up?
So, all right, you've been looking at a lot of these videos. What are your favorites?
Well, my favorite is most certainly this one called Barack Obama Zistable.
Okay.
So let's hear a clip of that first.
Yes.
The national level Zistable. For the last 4 years, it's the bug. First you'll need to beat Clinton, and then John McCain. Get him to the White House will be his aim. He used to look good to me, but now I find him. Barack Obama's is the bug.
That is so stupid and great at the same time. It's just so silly.
And it's great because if you just get into it, you just start putting Zistable at the end of everything. Faith Staley Zistable.
I am Zistable. wow. That's funny. What do we see if we go to YouTube? What are they doing?
Well, it's John Glazer, who's this comedian and writer from Conan O'Brien, mm-hmm. and a few other people, including Zay Frank. And they're all this, like, you know, they're rocking out in like a fake recording studio. Well, I guess it's a real recording studio, but it's supposed to be definitely an 80s style video.
Well, it's a takeoff of Robert Palmer's
yes.
Simply Irresistible, right?
Yes,
so did they
it
do
is.
It the same way? Where I remember he was standing in front of a bunch of chicks on
guitars.
Yeah,
they don't have the girls. It's okay. Just dudes in this. But it's very silly, and they're having a good time. And actually the best thing about it is every time they mention, like, oh, he's elected to the Senate Zistable, they just show him walking up the Senate stairs.
Just real. So it's intercut with real clips of
yes.
Senator Obama.
Well, photographs.
Being Obama's Zistable. All right. What about the other candidates? Are Hillary supporters making their own songs?
Yes. They're, here's an example of something made by a Hillary supporter. This is called Hillary for You and Me.
Fighting in a war,
but we don't know what we're fighting for.
In school, we're testing minds,
but we're leaving our children all behind.
The world is getting hot,
but our global
that is not by a Hillary supporter. I'm telling you, that is by someone who is out to make sure she is not elected. That is like Free to Be You and Me. That's horrible.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of Jackson 5 in there. Yeah, that was actually created by a Hillary supporter named Gene Wang, this businessman from Silicon Valley. And, you know, he got this together. And it's just so dorky, you know? I mean, it's catchy enough, but it really sounds like, wow, we're in 1971. You know, not in the good way. There's many of good ways to sound like 1971.
I know, you put that up against Barack Obama's Zistable and not a fighting chance. That's not fair.
Right. It just sounds so square.
What's going on with John McCain?
Now, John McCain, we're not even sure what's going on with John McCain.
Why?
Well, there's this thing, these people called the McCain girls. And it's kind of like takeoff of the Obama girl, which
just
is kind of like...
Give a little history of that for people.
Obama girl was a song and a YouTube video. It's kind of like maybe the ground zero for this kind of phenomenon.
Right,
and she was
really hot and cute.
Right, and just singing about how she wants to get with Barack Obama. It's like, he's so dreamy, basically. He's Obama's Zistable. Here we have the McCain girls, who are kind of frumpy and, you know, not necessarily... They're not in the same league as Obama girl, to say the least. And they have this song called Rainy McCain. Let's hear a little bit of that.
It's Rainy McCain!
Oh my God. Okay.
That was just a taste. Faye.
Yeah. What if Simon Cowell were listening? His ears would bleed.
It's a little pitchy. They have a new one.
Yes,
they have
dog
a new
it
one.
Is.
And this is called Here Comes McCain Again, and is based on the Eurythmics song, Here Comes the Rain Again.
Here comes McCain again, running again for the presidency, bringing the campaign a new emotion.
All right, Obama's video was ironic. Is it possible that this is ironic too? Is it so bad it's good and hip?
I think that this might actually be a joke. I mean, there's a no one's really certain right now. But and like they had this one like a YouTube response from one of the girls, McCain girls,
okay,
and she's swearing and saying like, "How dare you kind of believe that this is fake? You know, who do you think you are?" But it seems a little too good to be true. Like if you're looking at it from a, if you're from
or
a
too
point
bad
of view,
to be true.
Right? But it looks like if you think about it, it's almost like this perfect anti-McCain thing because it's so pitchy and obnoxious
and
annoying.
They're much older,
right?
Some
exactly.
Of the women.
It's they're very uncool, which is the total opposite of what you have with the Obama stuff, where it's all like attractive or cool young people and they're being funny and or you know. Otherwise hip, and this is very much the other direction, and they're just kind of,
you know, back in the day they I think McCall's or some women's magazine would have the two candidates' wives, because it was always a man running, submit their chocolate chip cookie recipes, and
right,
whichever recipe was better would be chosen, and that seemingly always predicted who would win. I wonder if this is going to be a barometer of who's going to win, is who has the coolest YouTube videos out.
It could be. I mean, coolness is not really part of the presidency, but maybe it is now.
Maybe
we've decided, you know, George Bush, not really a cool guy. Things didn't go so well with George W. Bush, so maybe we want someone suave and cool in the White House. So,
but for the candidates, their image is now in the hands of these amateurs.
Right. I mean, and it must be very frustrating for them. I mean, because on one hand, you know, maybe you're Barack Obama and you're benefiting from it, but it could just as easily go the other
right
way, or the other, or possibly your opponent could be like, well, you know, like all this cool stuff. Do we really want a cool person in the White House? Is that what you want? It could just completely backfire.
And you got to think of the voting age. I mean, there's a whole chunk of people who I'm sure are not going to be like up on all this.
There's a lot of people who might be like, hey, that Hillary Clinton one, that one speaks to me.
Matthew, thank you for wading through these. Please bring some more back, I think.
You're welcome.
Matthew Perpetua is our music producer at Fair Game.